Good morning. This is WCQS. I'm David Horand in for Greta Johnson. It's Friday morning and joining me for a look at the weekend, Tony Kiss. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, a great one. Hey, everybody. David, you do look chipper sitting in for the lovely Greta, taking a day off here. So I guess we should just get right into the program for this morning.
Lots of things happening. I know that you would like to start. Actually, I don't know where you want to
start. Let's start with the Asheville Symphony Orchestra because they're playing on Saturday night up at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. A great concert there. You've got Beethoven's Seventh. You've got works by Bartok. And you've got Bach on the program. And Lissy Copney, the flutist at the Asheville Symphony, is featured in the concert. So a great performance there conducted by Daniel Meyer at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. Another full house, I'm sure, down there. The Asheville Symphony always draws quite well.
We're blessed with a fine orchestra in a relatively small population base.
Yes, we certainly are. Now, Amy Grant is in town tonight at UNCA's Kimmel Arena. This is the first time she's ever performed in Asheville. Believe it or not, Amy Grant's career goes back a long ways, but she's never been here before. And this concert's going to benefit the Mana Food Bank, and you can get tickets at CherylCenter.com. They're $35 and $55. That'll be a great concert there.
Speaking of Mana Food Bank, do you want to mention a CD release?
Well, might as well, before we get too far into the program, that some of Asheville's top singer-songwriters have indeed cut an album called Wintry Mix, donating the proceeds to Mana Food Bank. David Wilcox on that CD, Al Petaway and Amy White, Annie Lally, Joe Ebel, so many more. There's going to be a CD release party Monday over at the Lexington Avenue Brewery, but you can get the CD right now at Mass General Store, and that is going to be a great way to support the Mana Food Bank and the important work that they do here in Asheville. Let's talk about a couple more concerts that are happening. Mannheim Steamroller in town on November 20th at Wolfe Auditorium with its big Christmas holiday event. And Claire Lynch, the Bluegrass Star, she is playing on Saturday night over at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall on Haywood Road in West Asheville. The great blues artist Cedric Burnside is playing out at Pisgah. That is also on Saturday night. And I should mention the Fairy Festival in town this weekend. Eblen Charities is going to benefit from the Asheville Fairy Arts Festival, a new holiday celebration, family-friendly fun in the daytime, more adult entertainment at night, lots of gypsy music and dance, and it's going to happen at the Renaissance Asheville Hotel to benefit Eblen Charities. If you're missing any of this, we put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times in our Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine. It's online at AshevilleScene.com. It's in boxes around town. It's also in your newspaper this morning. So, also need to mention before I get too far into the program here, April Virch playing on Sunday afternoon at the Madison Arts Center up in Marshall. Good morning, Marshall. We salute you, Canadian singer, step dancer, fiddler. And she sold out up there twice. So that's going to be a big, big show in Marshall. And one last musical note here. Johnny Marr, one of my all-time guitar heroes, front man, well, he played guitar with the Smiths and in electronic, and he played with Modest Mouse and others. Anyway, he's finally got a new solo album out, his first solo record, playing 9 p.m. on the 20th at the Orange Peel. That is going to be the hot concert of the next 7 days. I can't wait to see Johnny Marr, and I have an interview with him in the paper this morning. You like a little comedy, David?
Yeah, once in a while.
You want to say that with a little more enthusiasm?
Well, I think you're pretty funny.
Well, thank you. Isn't that nice of you to say?
Okay.
Okay, comic Joe Zimmerman. He lived here for a number of years, and now he's coming back. He's gone very well. He's got a spot on Comedy Central on TV, and he's going to be back in town this weekend for shows Friday and Saturday at the Lexington Avenue Brewery. They are going to be recorded and put out as a CD. That takes us up to theater, and there are a few theater productions worth mentioning here. Three Musketeers at Flat Rock Playhouse. I went to see that last weekend. A lot of fun. Rollicking, swashbuckling fun. Something called Dog Sees God, which is a Peanut spoof that the folks from the Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective are playing over at the BB Theater on Commerce Street. And finally, around to the movies. Have you seen a movie since we last spoke?
No. What? 101 Dalmatians.
That goes back a ways, yeah. Isn't it? Okay. Well, you know, I saw a couple of the movies at the Asheville Cinema Festival last weekend. August Osage County, which is going to open on Christmas Day. Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts. We'll talk about that when closer to the opening. But a brilliant, brilliant movie. And Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. That's going to open, I think, in a couple of weeks, in a story of Nelson Mandela. Both of those really great productions. This week, the pickings are a little slimmer on the movie scene around town. The movie of note is Blue is the Warmest Color. If you follow cinema, you probably heard about this movie, French film. A lot of the debate centered on a 10-minute adult love scene, a lesbian love scene in this movie that leaves little to the imagination. It's playing at the Carolina, also at the Carolina, Great Expectations with Jeremy Irvine and Helena Bonham Carter. And opening wide, the Best Man Holiday comedy with the at the Biltmore Grand, the Carmack. So those are your movie selections.
A lot going on. Very surprising to hear that Amy Grant's never been here before, but that should be good. Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you.
So long, everybody.